Good evening.
My name is Paul. I'm a disciple, thankful believer, and the Lord's delivered me from a lot of stuff, including anger, a little bit of codependency, and I'm still arguing with him about who's Lord. Talk tonight is number 23, called Give. In this, let's pray first, please. I forgot to put that on the notes. I made that mistake last time. Oh, sweet Jesus, we are gathered because of what you've done in our life. And the songs really aptly point that out. Our Father is glorified by who we are. And we still want to grow in you. To our Father's glory, in Jesus' name, and by the power of his Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. This lesson, 23 of 25, as the old saying goes, that involves horse races, we're in the stretch. There are only two more steps after this. All the elements involving our recovery have been revealed and by and large have been experienced. These steps are sequential, and the first 22 steps prepare us for what is in this lesson. If this is your first time here, or if you haven't started steps, you may not be comfortable with what I'm about to tell you. Just know that when you do go through steps, you will be prepared for this particular lesson. By the time we get to this lesson, we should have had enough interaction with our sponsor to know that our sponsor can help us with this lesson about giving. Let's read Principle 8 and Step 12. Principle 8 is, yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. Matthew 5:10. Step 12, having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all of our affairs. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself or you will be tempted. Galatians 6:1. Thank you. Notice in Principle 8, it talks about yielding to God. What does that look like? John 15:16a, Jesus is recorded as telling his followers, and back then it was his 11 disciples, but today it's you and I, because you and I are now his disciples. Jesus said, you did not choose me, I chose you, and I called you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain. When we give, and what that giving looks like, will be discussed in a minute. We are yielding to God and living a lifestyle that advances his kingdom. We don't have to become street corner evangelists. All we have to do is share. There's probably more ministry done over a cup of coffee than a stadium rally. Notice in step 12 it states, having had a spiritual experience. This lesson is predicated on our newfound sense of self because of the victories Jesus has brought us through. This is important because we cannot give away what we do not have. Let's look at the acrostic give. The first fill-in is God first. And the Bible quote for that is, certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him up for us all. He gave us his son, and will he not also freely give us all things? By the time you get to lesson 23, you have asked Jesus into your life to be your Lord and Savior. Celebrate Recovery is a Christ-centered recovery program, and asking Jesus into your life allows the spirit dynamic to work. When you ask Jesus into your heart, a spirit was birthed in you, and that spirit needs to be fed by the five-step process of prayer, Bible study, meditation, fellowship, and giving Jesus time to work in our life. Prayer is something that grows. When I first asked Jesus into my heart, it was all I could do to believe for my own salvation. Now I am praying for so much more because my spirit grew. I study the Bible because God reveals himself to me there. The type of meditation that I am referring to is found in Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think of these things. I need this type of meditation because the world wants me to focus on hopelessness. And I need to focus on hopefulness. Fellowship is essential because spiritual truths are spiritually discerned, and spirit-led believers like you help me hear. Hebrews 10:25 states, "Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The phrase "day approaching" refers to the expectation of Jesus' return. And finally, I need to give Jesus time to work in my life. I have spent years stumbling along in life. Many negative habits are deeply ingrained, but by pursuing recovery patiently, the victories I need will happen. In Luke 13:6 through 9, we read, "Then Jesus told his parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard and went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, 'For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit from this fig tree, but I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?' 'Sir,' the man replied, 'leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig it around it and I'll fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, cut it down.' The owner of the land is God and the caretaker is Jesus. In this illustration, Jesus is showing us that he will patiently work with us, but it takes time. Putting God first is best done at the beginning of the day as far as Bible study is concerned, but putting God first also refers to how we prioritize our life. You can say that your mornings are too busy for Bible study and meditation, but ask the Holy Spirit to show you how you can do with that, how you can work it in your schedule. I know of someone who wanted to get up a half hour early to read his Bible. He kept falling asleep. So he got up, took his Bible, and started standing on the edge of the bathtub. Whatever it takes. When I was working, I had to consider the traffic buildup if I wanted to do my morning Bible study. I felt more comfortable going to work first a half hour early and then study my Bible. If there was a traffic jam on a particular day, I would just skip that Bible study. If I was not able to study at my desk, I would have studied in the parking lot if I needed to do that. As I mentioned before, ask the Holy Spirit what will work best for you. As we feed our spirit with the five-step process, our spirit grows and we become more aware of the Holy Spirit's presence, and better yet, how to respond to that Holy Spirit. In time, we will shift from egocentricity to Jesus-centricity. And putting God first becomes second nature to us. In other words, it becomes more and more of a lifestyle. You may have heard people say, "I don't want to become so heavenly minded that I'm no earthly good." The answer to that is always, we need to become so heavenly minded that we're finally some earthly good. The second fill-in is I becomes we. And the scripture for that is, two are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other helps him up. But if someone is alone, there is no one to help him. Two people can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. Ecclesiastes 4, 9-12a. The road to recovery is not meant to be traveled alone. It is not a program worked in isolation. You have already walked with your step group partners for the previous 22 steps, and by now it's typically half a year. Just continue to do that. We find Jesus in community. We grow in community. we minister in community. If you remember my testimony, shame and depression kept me in isolation. It became very clear that I had to move out of isolation as part of my recovery. Was I comfortable about that? No way. But I had to break years of old habits to become changed, and that meant getting involved with other people. The third fill-in is victory shared. And the scripture for that is 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Let us give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help those who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. God can take our hurts and use them to help others. I was in total fear, starting at the age of 12, that others would find out about the abusive relationship I was in with the teacher. I despised myself for what I thought was my being gullible. Through recovery, I've had to make peace with Jesus. Even though I wasn't a Christian at the age of 12, I could argue that God should be able to protect a 12-year-old boy. However, Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood to pay for my sins and buy my salvation trumps any complaint that I have against Jesus. It should be noted that Acts 20:28 declares that we are blood-bought. Through recovery, I was led to let the resentment toward the teacher go. The resentment was hurting me, not the teacher. I have released the teacher to Jesus for Jesus to do with him as he wants. I not only trust Jesus for my salvation, but I've learned to trust him in everything, every other area of my life, including this particular issue. Through recovery, I am able to deal with shame. By realizing that Jesus died on the cross for me, he is saying that he loves me and that I am worth dying for. Wow. That trumps shame anytime. That also helps me deal with self-contempt. Because Jesus loves me enough to die for me, I need to learn to love him enough to live for him. These are just few of the many victories Jesus has won in my life. You have victories too. Anyone can debate our theology, but no one can challenge us about the victories Jesus has achieved in our lives. Let me repeat that. Anybody can challenge our theology, but no one can challenge the victories Jesus has won in our lives. That leads us to the last fill-in, which is example of your actions. And the scripture for that is, my children, our love should not be of words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. 1 John 3:18. This is where we all live. This is both the hardest and the easiest part of GIVE. It's the hardest part because I've never lived here before. I've spent so many years carrying fear, guilt, and shame that I've become used to it. But now I live a life where I have left darkness and live in his marvelous light. That takes some getting used to. That is where you come in. We can help model to each other how to do this. We've left a life of hopelessness and now live a life of hopefulness. In Matthew 5:13a, Jesus states that we are the salt of the earth. In Matthew 14a, Jesus says we are the light of the world. What does salt and light have in common? First, a little bit goes a long way. When you're seasoning food, you usually just add a pinch of salt incrementally until you get the desired taste. A little salt goes a long way. Light similarly goes a long way. I'm told that under ideal conditions, a single candle flame can be seen for miles. Secondly, salt doesn't choose to be salty. It is its nature to be salty. Light, too, does not choose to illuminate. It cannot help itself to illuminate. So in other words, we cannot help but be the followers of Christ that we are. It's natural. We can get involved with helping others directly and indirectly. I strongly suggest that you and your sponsor discuss writing your testimony. And I may get stoned for saying this. But writing your own testimony does not mean you have to give your own testimony. But by writing your testimony, you pull all the strands of what you've discovered about yourself in steps, and a more clear picture may emerge. In CR, we can get involved in helping in the kitchen, greeting, taking leadership training, and running the small groups and or being a sponsor. Celebrate Recovery as a prison ministry. You can talk to those who are involved with that, like Kent, who always sits here and is not here tonight, Misty, who always sits over there and is not here tonight, and Chris, who sits over there and is not here tonight. What can I say? Or you could talk to me. Talk to those who are involved with that. You can also help in church. They can always use greeters, ushers, and the like. This particular church will train you to how to run a camera if you want. I happen to run camera on 4th and 5th Sundays. Pray about it and see where the Lord leads you. Jesus is saying that you and I, in our own small way, can be used by Him. To repeat 2 Corinthians 1:4, we can comfort others with the comfort we've been comforted with. That is cause for celebration, and that's the reason this is called Celebrate Recovery. Thank you, and God bless you.